You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The World Wildlife Fund New Zealand says there's overwhelming international and general public support for the government to do more to protect the Maui dolphin. A recent WWF opinion poll found 75% of respondents think the government should financially assist fishers to transition to dolphin-safe fishing methods in Maui dolphin habitat off the western coast of the North Island. We got comment from the Minister for Primary Industries, Nathan Guy, who says enough is already being done to protect the species and that efficient restrictions are in place now. He says that since July 2012, there has been mandatory observer coverage on all commercial set net vessels operating offshore out to 7 nautical miles in the Taranaki region. And in the fisheries, there have been no observer-reported sightings of Maui or Hector dolphins since coverage began. He adds that this gives the government confidence that the restrictions are in the right place and that there is a full review of the Hector's and Maui Dolphin Threat Management Plan scheduled for 2018. Opposing this, I spoke to the WWF New Zealand campaigner David Tong yesterday following the release of their opinion poll. I started by asking him about the current status of the Maui dolphin species.
Maui dolphin are a species that are, or a subspecies that are unique to New Zealand. They're critically endangered. Only 63 Maui dolphins over the age of one are currently estimated to survive. The biggest threat to this critically endangered New Zealand species is fishing through set netting and conventional trawling. Without government action, we could lose Maui dolphins. At WWF, we believe the Maui dolphins are a national treasure.
So this opinion poll has been released. What do the results show?
The opinion poll results show that 75% of New Zealanders, that's three quarters of New Zealanders, want government to take real action to protect Maui dolphin from fishing and to help fishing communities and fishing people make the transition. We asked through Colmar Brunton, a national market research company, to investigate whether New Zealanders would support government acting to help fishing communities make the change. And the results are in. New Zealanders want government to act.
So, in contrast to the opinion of the general New Zealand public, the Minister for Primary Industries, Nathan Guy, has a response. What is he saying?
We reckon Nathan Guy is out of step with the public and out of step with the science. He said that government will not take action to end set netting across the whole Maui dolphin habitat. And he said that because, using the same old excuses, that it's too expensive and that existing measures are working. Trouble is, existing measures just aren't working. There's been a string of scientific recommendations from the IWC, from the IUCN, from scientists all over the world, saying that more action is needed to protect this critically endangered species. The existing fishing restrictions cover only 40% of the Maui dolphin's habitat. That's 40%. We need more than 40% protection for the last 63 Maui dolphins.
I also saw that the International Whaling Commission had commented on the situation in New Zealand. What was it that they had to say?
So the International Whaling Commission's Small Cetacean Subcommittee has concluded that existing measures fall far short of what is required to protect Maui dolphins. They recommend that we remove the known fishing threats, so that's conventional trawling and set netting, from the entire Maui dolphin range, which is up from the mouth of the Whanganui River all the way up to the Whanganui Bluff along the west coast of the North Island.
In a response from Nathan Guy, he has said if there was any evidence that Maui dolphins are in the wider area, we'd immediately look at further restrictions, but there is no evidence for this. Do you think that there is evidence?
We do. We base that both on the top scientific opinion from the IWC and other international experts, and from the reports we've been getting from ordinary New Zealanders up and down the west coast of the North Island. WWF runs a sighting line and an app where people can report Maui dolphin sightings, and we've been receiving reports from the whole Maui dolphin range, not just the area currently protected. So both international expertise and the reports of ordinary New Zealanders provide pretty compelling evidence that Maui dolphins go beyond that 40% that government has already protected.
We've got Moana New Zealand and Sanford Fisheries on board, I understand. So they're on board with coming along and assisting and helping. challenges will they be facing? I saw also that they are rallying to try and get other fisheries on board with helping. What is it going to take from the government, specifically like in costs, to help the dolphins?
It's not going to be a simple, easy task to end sea anything conventional trawling. It's an absolutely doable task, but what Moana New Zealand and Sanford have committed to doing is admirable. They've committed to ending dolphin unsafe fishing across the Maui Dolphins Range. For government to support all fishing companies across the entire Maui Dolphins Range to make this transition would cost, according to Business Economic Research Limited, BIRL, one of New Zealand's leading economic research companies, between $26 and $40 million of government money. While that sounds a lot to the ordinary person's wallet, it's only 1/30 of 1% of the government's budget. It's less than what $26 million is less than what government spend in 3 years on ministerial travel. It's less than 500 metres of the Warkworth to Wellsford Expressway, the holiday highway. It's an absolutely affordable amount of money for government.
In his response, Nathan Guy said that there is a review coming, 2018. What's the situation with the dolphins, with the numbers? Like, is this soon enough? Is there a need for this to be sooner?
We've had reviews before, and reviews can be used as delaying tactics. We need action now, not action in 1 year. We need to protect the species without any further delay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.